Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLKHD. Rono.
Now, here's where the real challenge comes in. Because I have successfully run down the hall and gotten my headphones and gotten ready for this broadcast.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do I have any breath left to actually do the broadcast? Ah.
So far, you're using it. You're good to go right now.
That's where the real challenge is.
So, both of you, tell me a really long story about something.
Once upon a time.
Not long like ago. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I wish I knew more words. There's a song that starts that way, but I can't think of anything else.
Well, thank you.
There you go. There you go, Zach. You got
you. Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
I feel so much better now. I actually feel shame today. I'm very disappointed in myself. I know.
Shame.
I'm sorry.
Oh, shame.
Shame.
Total shame. Because this is not like me to allow this to happen. And I realized it. Yesterday, that I allowed this to happen.
What's that?
Okay.
I allowed the meat to go to waste. The meat went to waste
that
in my
shame.
House.
Why'd you let that happen?
You should be disappointed in yourself.
Shame.
God, she's still over there yelling at me, too.
Yeah.
I was disappointed. Very disappointed. Mm-hmm. Because it was a day last week. I don't even exactly remember. It was Wednesday or Thursday, something like that. We had steak.
Yep.
Nothing super fancy. It was just some grilled up sirloin.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
It's still steak.
Delicious
it's
cow,
meat.
Nonetheless. Mm-hmm. Well prepared by me. Thank you very much. And there was a chunk left over.
Mm-hmm.
A perfect little snackitude.
Uh-huh.
Or lunch part two for Zach Jackson to enjoy. And I realized yesterday, what's this little piece of foil in the refrigerator? Mm-hmm. Oh, it was the
mm-hmm.
meat.
Mm-hmm.
It was the meat I had forgotten. And it was far gone.
Oh,
I thought about it for like half a second. I'm like,
no.
You had to at least think about it. Like, how hot can I cook this? Yeah. How long can I cook this?
Well, but what's the point then? If you're
I know.
If you're doing that to meat, mm-hmm. I have a bag of jerky. I can just go get out of the pantry or whatever.
But it went to waste.
Yeah, it went to waste. I was so disappointed. I thought, wait, now what day did I make this? Oh, my God, I can't even remember what day. All right, well, I can't eat this now.
Mm-mm.
Did you have a memorial for your leftover meat, your lost meat?
Yeah, I actually let it sit in the refrigerator for one more day before I threw it in the trash.
Did you open up the fridge and have Boys and Men playing or something?
That's exactly what was in my head. It's so hard.
Yeah. I was like,
oh, that's so sad.
Just open the fridge. As soon as the fridge opens, the song starts.
Oh, wait, that's end of is End of the Road. Is that even better?
Well, it did reach the end of the road.
It did.
Here it is. Steak. I'm gonna miss you, man. I let you go to waste.
Take me instead.
It didn't hurt my feelings when I threw out that zucchini. You, on the other hand, we're blood brothers. Cause you're actual blood. Zucchini doesn't bleed for you.
Mm-hmm.
Just sweats a little bit and it's gross. I miss you, meat. My bad, I suck.
Yeah, I suck.
Yep.
Yeah. Walk me through the streets like that. The chick on Game of Thrones. You can do the shame. Don't throw meat at me, though.
Shame.
Throw tofu.
Shame. Oh, tofu.
Mm-hmm. You can throw the impossible shame. Whopper at me. That'll teach you, you stupid. Here you go. Oh, it was so sad. I hate when you forget about something that's glorious in the refrigerator.
Leftovers, and it's so easy to forget about it, but then you're so angry when you realize, I could have had that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And yet you didn't.
No.
And the other thing that's funny is if the variation was that someone else in your house ate it instead of you, you'd be even more angry than had it just gone to waste, which doesn't make any sense either. But yeah, very disappointed in myself. So if you would like to text words of discouragement to me, you may. 52353. I stink and I am here for your judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Throw me on the ground and spit on my face. Good morning. Brand new Anger Diary on the way. The Evil Seat Savers. We're going to do a little early morning backwards game as well as Today in Dumb Criminals in the Scoop Book.
Ooh. Okay.
I have a trilogy. It's called The Book, The Bank, and The Bushes.
How about it? Okay.
Yeah.
Ready to hear it.
I think it's one. What is that? Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's one of those. So we'll get into that. What's a diamond of the day? What do we
got? She's a young girl. She's scared, but she's going to pay someone to help.
Okay.
Do something for her.
All right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because she's too scared to do it on her own.
She's too scared to do it.
So she's going to pay somebody to do something next.
Hey!
Too scared to do it on her own. She got to pay somebody to help her.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
This is where I shouldn't skim because he was too scared.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what it was? I was going,
24-year-old college student, too scared to do it, too scared to kill a cockroach that was in his kitchen. Now, understand this. He went on social media asking people to come to his house and kill this cockroach. $20, I'll pay you.
$20?
$20.
All right.
Okay.
But he's also in Australia.
Nope.
He said that this cockroach is so huge, it's somewhere in my house, you have to find it and you have to take care of it.
Yeah, see, now I'm out on the $20. Now, obviously, the travel expenses.
We're talking Australia.
Yeah, that's going to outweigh the benefit for me. But even if I'm in Australia.
Yeah, even if I'm there.
You don't know what you're messing with in Australia.
As Antoine has pointed out, everything's just, it's too weird.
Everything
down there.
Is scary in Australia.
I don't know how they live there. Everything's scary.
They're demigordons in Australia.
I picture, you know, like trash cans with mouths that actually try to eat people.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have the average bug in Australia.
They don't have the average anything.
No.
Bug, animal,
like
toilet.
Just
everything's different over there.
Toilet's broken there.
Yeah.
So you don't know what you're getting with this cockroach. I mean, you think, oh, yeah, it's a little cockroach. I'll step on it.
But
what if it's 4 feet high and it's got boxing gloves and it's, like, ready for you?
Yeah.
Like, come on. I'm going to take you down. This is my house now.
Yeah. He did put warning. This is abnormal.
Adrian! Oh, this is abnormal. Yeah. He even put that.
Yeah.
If something gets lost in my house in Australia, that house now belongs to whatever's lost in there.
It belongs to Australia.
I'm moving out.
You're not going to deal.
No. I'm moving. And they can have everything that's in there.
Why did you buy property in Australia in the first place?
That's what I'm reevaluating. Uh-huh. Now I'm leaving. Why am I here?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Because you're not a fan of here. So
no.
How did you end up purchasing land in Australia?
I lost a bet. I lost a heck of a bet.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And what does a house look like? Is it a castle with fire coming out of it? Because I might picture that.
Need a moat.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Someone says, come over and kill a spider, you probably don't want
to.
I want Australia.
If you have to do it.
Yeah, if you have to. No, you don't want to.
Well, because in Australia.
Exterminators in Australia have to get paid.
And they have to get blowtorches. That would be the other thing. Because you don't know in that situation either if there's a post that gets put up and it says, come to this house and kill this spider for me. That post could have been made by the spider.
True.
Ooh.
This could be the trap that we have. Right? The spider is trying to lure you into the house to eat your face. So that's entirely possible.
You walk in
a
house, the spider's just sitting in the recliner with its legs crossed, with two of its legs crossed.
Man.
So good morning to all of our friends where the toilets flow the correct way. America, baby! Yes. On the way, Scoopla, today in Dumb Criminals, I'm going to tell you the stories of the book, the bank, and the bushes. Also, an early backwards game and Jurassic Quest 640. You want to win those tickets at the Burlington Center this weekend? We'll do it in Hot Potato. Bang, be rolling. A trilogy of stupid criminals. We're calling it The Book, The Bank, and The Bushes. That is now on the way in the trending. Something freaky's going on Myrtle Beach with sharks. Mm. Myrtle Beach and sharks. I'm going to explain.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
But now, it's the book, the bank, and the bushes.
Okay.
Really, it's just I have so many dumb criminal stories that keep piling up, and I like them all. But I don't, I'm like, what do I do with all of these? And I only get one blow your mind story a day. So where do I put them all? I put them into these stories right here. We'll start with the book. So this dude got arrested in Tennessee because he dropped his notebook of places he was going to rob. See, this is what happens.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well,
you try to be thorough in life, but then you create a paper trail.
He's very efficient.
I mean, was he at Starbucks just hanging out?
Maybe.
Just doing some research?
Using their Wi-Fi.
You know, you always wonder about a lot of the people that hang out in the coffee shops.
What are they doing?
What are they doing? Because who are
they're
these
They're studying.
People? No, I don't believe
they're
that.
They're reading a book. They're called.
But I don't know. Maybe I could see doing that once a year, you know, that kind of thing. But these are people, they're there all the time. And they walk in and they put their laptops up to make it look like they're doing something. And I believe they're just, I mean, they're on Instagram. That's all they're doing.
I do have a couple of friends that go to Starbucks almost weekly to study because they're getting their master's. And so they're there like weekly.
It doesn't seem like a good place to study because there's lots of distractions.
Yeah.
There's random people to look at. There's noises of espresso machines and things going on. You're going to be seen. That's what he's doing. He's not going to study for his master's, Antoine. He's going to let everyone know that he's studying for his master's. That's what it is.
That conversation.
Well, this guy was studying for his Robin degree, and it did not work out. So the police caught him. They just kind of waited at the next address that he had on here. And
there you go.
Yeah, that's what you get for being thorough. And see, I guess what you need is that criminal should have combined forces with this criminal to help him out. because this dude tries to rob a bank.
Mm-hmm.
And says, all right, I'm going to rob this bank. Now, I don't want to be seen when I rob this bank.
Very
obviously.
Smart.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take pillowcase, and I'm going to put that pillowcase over my head, and then no one's going to know it's me and whatever.
Oh, and just walk right in
well,
there.
He forgot one minor detail.
The pillowcase.
He didn't put eye holes in it.
That would be correct. Correct. He did not put eye holes. Think about
yes. I got that one right.
Yeah. 47-year-old dude in Scotland tried to rob a bank and found out why the robbery went wrong. Took a pillowcase with him. I'm going to use this as a mask when I get there. Puts it on and thinks, oh, no. So he had to, you know, put it up a little so he could see.
Oh, gosh.
And they saw his face on the camera. So that's how he got caught.
Oh, see,
he needed more thoroughness.
Yes, mm-hmm. He needed to plan this out a little better.
That's one of those ones where, you know, your brain always gets you. You have those moments where you think, how can I be this stupid? Where you might remember something. Say, all right, you know what? I got it. It was yesterday. I mean, this is such a dumb example. It's true. I said, yeah, I got to clean the earwax out of my ears. So I get out of the shower. Like, I got to get a Q-tip. Next thing you know, I'm in my car. I'm on my way to work. Completely forgot. I mean, it was within 1 second.
I did clean my ears.
Like, how stupid am I that I can't remember to cut eye holes in my pillowcase? And maybe it's because it was a good pillowcase and his wife would have been mad.
It was a silk one for the hair.
You think about that. Okay, final one. We call this one the bushes. Man tries to flee a traffic stop because he's drunk. And the cops have set up their little DUI checkpoint. He gets out of the car and he runs and he hides in the bushes. And the police find him because of what? How did they know to lead? What led them right to him?
He was still making noises.
No.
No.
It's a good try, but it's a bad guess. Anyway.
Okay, and it led right to. Okay, so he was dressed as a bush, and he just fell. Oh, y'all thought you would hit the button.
No,
I like that one though.
Okay.
He was dressed. If he was dressed as a bush, no one would have found him. They found him because he had way too much perfume on or cologne, and they
smelled him.
They actually said they could smell it in the car, and they just followed the smell to the bushes.
Dang, that's strong.
That's a lot of cologne.
Goodness.
Yeah, you get those people in your life that
you
just
smell fresh, but my gosh,
so much cologne or so much perfume.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so strong,
mm-hmm.
And you think to yourself, how did they not notice this? I mean, you're choking on their stench. There's people in this building. I'll look this way when I, you know, no one needs to know what I'm doing, but it's too much.
Well, goodness. Yeah. His was definitely too much.
His was definitely too much.
Trail.
Should have dressed like a bush. See what happens. Way to go. Stupid. Should have dressed like a bush. Coming up next, hot potato for Jurassic Quest tickets. You want those? Then something freaky is going on with sharks in Myrtle Beach.
Don't like that news.
No. And it's kind of freaky and a little scary all at the same time. I'll explain.
The battle of carbs.
The K92 Morning Thang.
Hot potato, hot potato.
Hot potato, hot potato.
Hot potato, hot potato.
Potato,
potato.
Potato,
potato. Potato, potato, potato.
Potato. If you get caught holding a potato, you have to eat it.
No.
Gain weight.
Carbs.
You ruin Monica's keto.
Run.
Keto got a guy fired, by the way.
What?
Yeah.
He got fired.
That's later in the show. Yeah. That's like way later. Mm. He claims.
Hint.
That's why. Why keto got him fired. That's what he said.
Okay.
So we'll explain, but that's later in most viral. So you got to wait forever and ever, a million days. But now it's the battle of hot potato. Antoine versus Monica trying to win you the prize. Who's you? Use Connie. Hi, Connie.
Hey.
Yes, to you too. Hi, Connie.
Hey.
Hi. That's good. Wait, we could speak in Morse code. Beep, beep, boop, bop, bop. Connie, well, Connie, who would you like to team up with, Antoine or Monica?
My 5-year-old says girls rule, so Monica.
Okay.
She's at my 5-year-old.
Yes. And Antoine, that means if you
shout
win,
out to the 5-year-old.
You set women back 20 years with this loss. No. That's a tough one right there.
Should have picked better than.
Yep, that's
no,
some responsibility. Hang on, Connie and Monica, and that means, Dennis, it's man battle, you and Antoine, okay?
Sounds like a winner to me.
All right.
Boom.
Oh.
Here we go.
No pressure.
The battle of the sexes. Team boy, Antoine and Dennis. Team lady, Monica and Connie. So we go back and forth. 20 seconds in the category. Monica, you're going to start in round one because you were chosen first. And at the end of the 20 seconds, if you are left holding the potato, then you are the loser of the round. Best of three. Round one. Y'all got to be careful.
Be careful.
Yes.
Be careful.
I have put faith in both of you. Why? Not sure. But I'm going to.
Oh, God.
I'm also going to keep my finger on the delay button.
Oh.
Is that bad?
Just in case.
Come on.
Possibly.
And this is so
Tuesday.
Early. We're trying to wake it up.
Exactly.
And, you know? This is so risky.
Yes, it is risky.
And there's a 5-year-old listening.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. No risk, no reward.
Mm.
I don't know. But it's too late now because it's here.
Okay.
So we go back and forth. Now, there should be no problems. Y'all just have to be careful. Monica, you will start the round 20 seconds. Okay. Words that sound dirty but aren't dirty. Go.
Moist.
Weenus.
Peculiar.
Cock-a-doodle.
Do. Let's see. Shirt.
Uranus.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What? Wait, just said shirt. Go.
Okay. Shirt. Sheets. That was one. I didn't like that one.
You didn't
me.
Like that one?
No. She said shirt and
I believe
sheets.
You're disqualified for sheets. Okay. The point is Antoine's. It makes you think.
It makes you
it
really
sincere. Be careful.
Antoine had it, though.
Yeah.
He was in the right
but
place.
I really have to not. And you know, you have to have a delay. I really have to focus to try to hone in. Don't.
He had it.
Yeah, I feel good about mine.
All right, point for Antoine in this one.
I don't.
Okay, this one's different, Monica. This one's right up alley. I think you'll be okay here. So you'll go back and forth in this category. You have 20 seconds. Antoine, you will start this time, and you will give me things crazy old people say. Go!
Get off my lawn.
I hate children.
Back in my day.
I peed my shoes.
Where are my teeth?
That's my cart.
I'm going to spank you.
Get out the line.
This self-checkout's stupid.
Where's my checks?
Good point.
That's good.
I like that. Okay. There we go.
That where's my check? She got me there.
Retribution.
You got me
category
there.
She didn't like. So it all comes down to this. Now no one has to complain. We're good.
All right.
We're all tied up. Third and final round here in Hot Potato.
Okay. Oh,
so that means we're going to have 20 seconds. Actually, I'm sorry. Hot Potato. Back and forth right now. Monica, go ahead and give me ways to prepare and eat potatoes. Go.
Roasted.
Bake them.
Fried.
Mash them.
You can whip them.
You stir them? Or is that the same thing as whip?
No.
Make them into french fries. I don't know the title.
You can fry them hard.
No.
What?
No,
what can you do to potatoes?
Can you boil them?
I'm
you
sorry,
boil
the correct potatoes? Answer. Well, you know, and I'm saying you can prepare or eat. So you could say French fries, or you could say scalloped potatoes, for example.
Shoot.
That kind of thing.
Men rule, girls drool.
That is true. Crap. Yes. Today it is. Look at you crushing the dreams of a 5-year-old.
Oh, I'm sorry, Connie. Oh, don't say that.
As we know, though, it's not Monica's fault. It's Carb's fault.
Yeah, it was the potato.
It's because she's on
the potato
keto.
Got me.
I'm sorry.
The potato got her.
Now I feel bad.
Well, yeah, but Dennis, you know.
Uncle Twan loves the kids.
Yes.
I feel bad now. Not bad enough. I still won.
Okay, yes.
Let's keep that on the record.
Dennis is like, I got my kids in the car, too. Oh, my God. They want to go to Jurassic Quest.
And mine are mean. You don't understand. So
the 21st and the 23rd. Yeah. And Connie's like, well, I guess I'll get tickets and info at JurassicQuest.com.
Yes, you can do that. Yeah. I mean, tickets are on sale, and it's cool. I mean, it's worth the price of admission. Sharks, Myrtle Beach, weird things are going down. Also, your towel. Are you overusing it? Are you just rubbing mold all over yourself? We'll explain. That's next.
The K92 Morning Thing, trending top three, number three.
Something weird is going on with the sharks, and it's specifically Myrtle Beach.
Okay.
The great white sharks are mysteriously gathering right at Myrtle Beach.
Well, that's scary.
All right. I know.
Family reunion.
So the ocean research group that tracks great white sharks, you know, they get the little tracking devices on them, posted a screenshot of their shark tracker over the weekend. And there is a collection, 16 tagged great whites all gathering at Myrtle Beach.
So what's going on?
It's a buffet.
It's bike week. No.
It's bike week.
No. Yep.
They're going to
it's
bike
bite week.
It's all
bike week.
All right.
Yeah.
You know what? It's,
no, that's not good.
It's bite week.
Fell into that one now.
All right.
Where's the crickets? There we go.
Look,
okay.
Yeah.
There they are. That's fine. If I had scary shark sounds, I would just use those. They don't exactly know. They're generally considered solitary creatures, but they are known to congregate in certain circumstances, such as the emergence of fatty food to eat. So your guess of bike week may not be completely out of the question.
No.
Lots of buffets, lots of big dudes on bicycles.
Mm-hmm. They had it on their calendar.
Yeah, and I guess when they get in the water to rinse off all of the grease and fat of their bodies is making the sharks hungry. I don't know. It feels like the last couple of years they've had sightings, the sharks and shark bites and stuff.
But now they're all there.
Yeah. Weird. See, Murdoch was there. One of their largest sharks. 14 and a half feet long. They got another one who's 12 and a half feet named Vimy. And Vimy was documented last year with two giant bite marks on his head.
And see, this is
angry. A fight.
This is the kind of stuff we ignore. The next thing you know, the sharks are walking on the beach.
I know.
Like, what up?
Like, we should have known when it was 16. Now all of a sudden, they got feet.
And I have no doubt, Antoine, they all have Australian accents.
Without
as well.
A doubt. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Because that is what happens.
Number two.
This is exciting news if you are a wine lover. Monica, I know you enjoy the wine from time to time. Today, by the way, is National Drink Wine Day.
Okay.
So if you were looking for an excuse. And not to be confused with National Wine Day, which is May 25th, which I think on that day you're supposed to just look at the wine.
Look at wine. Smell wine.
Okay. Think about wine.
Yeah.
But today is actually drink that wine.
Okay.
That's today. The price of wine has been going down. Mm-hmm. And it is now, quote, its best value in 20 years.
That's awesome.
Is that because of all the, like, the wineries that are popping up and stuff like that?
The price of wine, mainly because of a surplus of grapes in California.
Okay.
So, you know.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
The supply and demand and all that stuff. They say best wine retail values in 20 years, and they think it may last for 2 to 3 years before they start going up again.
Buy all the wine.
That's right. Save it for later, and you could make a dollar. Think about it that way.
Number one.
All right, the towel. Ruined everybody's day yesterday, my own included, about the water.
Why are you continuing to do this?
He enjoys it.
No, I don't enjoy it. I think I'm trying to learn. I guess what I'm realizing is I have to evolve into a different person. No, I need you to know these things too, Antoine.
I don't need to know these things.
Because yesterday, if you missed it, we were talking about, can you drink the water that sat out on your nightstand, you know, the old water, the next day, the next morning? And a lot of people like me just sort of keep refilling that same glass. And the answer is no, because your bacteria is in there and it multiplies. And now I think to myself, you know, I've had this lingering cough and I can't seem to shake it. It's because I'm drinking that cough over and over again.
Over and over again. You're recycling the cough. Okay,
right.
That was fair. That was fair, but
my body's probably like, yo, we spit that out yesterday. Why are we drinking it back in? Okay, how many times can you use a towel before washing it? How many times? What do you do, Antoine?
Probably like a week.
That's
week
what
and
I
a
do.
Half.
I do once a week. Like Sunday. Sunday's a new towel, or Monday. A lot of times Sunday I don't shower. That's sweatpants day. But Monday. Monday morning, start the week.
Okay.
New towel, ready to roll. Well, the correct answer is three.
Three what?
That's it. Three uses. Three uses and you're done.
Wow.
That's all you're supposed to do. That is the maximum number of showers that you should use the same towel for. Because bacteria and mold start growing each time a towel gets damp.
Right, which makes sense.
Right, and when you hang it up to dry, it slows the process down, but it doesn't stop it. So what they're saying is three times is the tipping point, and after that, and I quote, you're basically rubbing bacteria and mold all over yourself.
That's just ridiculous.
Well.
Yeah.
It's going to ruin the day.
I know.
Some people.
It's only going to ruin the day of the people who do laundry in the house.
Yeah.
This is way worse news for my wife than it is for anybody else. Because, I mean, I got 3 days. Got to get rid of it.
And what if you take two showers in a day?
Because it isn't 3 days. It's three uses.
Yeah.
Three uses.
So you may pull a fresh one out on Monday and have to wash it again on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now you're running a day's in.
This
is a hotel.
Hotel, yep.
All sorts of housekeeping going on. Oh, washcloths, by the way, once.
Once.
One time. Whoa. Now, Monica, are you a one and done on the towel?
Kind of. I mean, because I go to the gym. Some days I take three showers. You know, it
depends
on the day.
Well, then you've reached your maximum.
Yes. So then, so a new towel.
I think the washcloth is one that for ladies need to know this because I think y'all leave it on the side of the sink and it sits there and you use it for several days in a row. That washcloth, though, stays damper.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't dry out. Mm. So now you're just rubbing your own bacteria and mold all over your face.
You're disgusting, Zach.
I'm
keep
not.
Bringing this stuff up.
You're disgusting because you're gross.
Tell
you
me about birds.
Things. I can't.
I'm trying to help us all as a people.
We don't want your help.
This is why the sharks find us delicious. We're covered in mold. They want to eat us. So, three times and then one and done on the washcloth. Brand new Anger Diary is next. The evil seat savers. Then, and let's be honest, He doesn't like her shopping habits. He wants to bring it up, see who's in the right, who's in the wrong here. We'll find out what's going down. That's on the way next. He doesn't like her shopping habits, so he's coming in here to explain. And let's be honest, I'm completely obsessed with something Disney related now that I've been there.
Oh, I'm going to turn into one of those people.
Oh, love my Disney. God.
But now, brand new Anger Diary, The Evil Seat Savers.
Sensitive listener friends, cover your ears.
The truth, according to Zach.
It's time for a few more entries in Zach's Anger Diary.
Dear Diary, have you ever been in a crowded restaurant that doesn't have servers? So, you know, it's a place where you go up and order food and then go find a seat. Those places, when they're crowded, introduce us to one of the worst kinds of human beings alive. The seat saver. This is the person who completely ruins the balance of the entire food ecosystem by declaring, "I'll go save us a seat." And I use this voice because while the seat saver can be almost anyone, it is most often one kind of person. She's 60-something years old and has a sour look on her face. Never smiles, and has old, leathery skin. She's the kind of woman who drags her doormat of a husband with her to the grocery store and makes him push the cart around while she barks orders at him. She treats employees like garbage and refers to them as the girl when she's complaining about them later. You're not sure if she's ever had a day of fun in her life, and she sits there, hogging this table while it's just her and a pile of napkins that she's gotten from the counter. As if napkins are somehow the official currency that allows you to occupy an entire table without actually having any food. I'm sorry, seat saver, you're the worst. And the simplest reason why is this. There's no need for you to exist. If you just went up and got your food with everybody else, the general flow of the restaurant would cause for a table to be open for you when you were ready. Instead, when I get my food, you and your society of evil seat savers are monopolizing all the tables. You're not doing anything with them, just laying on top of them so nobody else can use them. If it made sense to actually save seats, then the restaurant would take reservations in the first place. Oh, I'm gonna save a seat for you. It's in a place where it's real hot. And I imagine the food is terrible since Satan is the head chef. Moving on, Diary. Why do we allow totally useless things to be sold? They have absolutely no practical use, or impractical use for that matter, and yet they're still available and we're expected to pay money for them. I mean, who's ever been able to actually use a white crayon? It doesn't make any color whatsoever. It just drags across the paper all sucking and stuff, and yet there it is, ruining every box of crayons you ever buy. And yellow's not much better. We went out to dinner recently, and they gave my son one of those kids menu activity papers, and they give him one crayon to write with. A yellow one. The heck you gonna do with a yellow crayon? Can't write nothing, can't read nothing, can't do nothing. Just think of the millions of dollars and amount of resources we've wasted to manufacture white and yellow crayons, which then all just end up in a trash heap when the crayons are tossed out. Could probably end world hunger just by eliminating them from the box and spending that money on seeds instead. Till next time, Diary, I say goodbye.
One crayon. And yellow. That is like, messed up.
One yellow.
What if he wanted to draw the sun on his menu or something?
That was it.
Does he can't draw anything else?
A cheese. Daffodil.
Fun. Here's a daffodil piece of paper. Seat savers. You said you're going to have mixed feelings on this,
And I still do have them. I still do, because I like to go out in the place. What was the brewery that just closed not too long ago? I can't think of the name of it.
It went out of
business. Ballast Point.
Yeah, because you were saving all the seats and you ruined everything.
And I'm not going to save the seats because I don't want to be that person, but I want that person in my group.
Yeah,
that's going to go. I was like, hey, what do you want? I'll order if you just want to hold that table.
See, that's what happens is the food ecosystem went out of whack. They didn't serve enough food. You made the whole place shut down because you were saving those seats. I think from now on, if that person's saving the table, you're allowed to send them through it like the Dudley Boys.
Oh, no.
That's plain and simple.
I like having
that's
a good seat
is.
Saver.
He says, I do not approve of your spending habits. Can he even say that?
Sometimes brutal, always out of love. Aww. The K92 Morning Things. Let's be honest.
I don't know. I mean, do you have any say in the other person's spending habits?
Yeah, I think you can, depending on what it is, how much money you're spending.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Is there a financial limit? Is it $100? Is that the one we're going to get into here? But then, of course, what if she's buying $100 things?
Yeah.
Right. So that I don't know. Let's get Not Bruce in, see what the problem is, and we'll go from there. Hi, Not Bruce. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
I'm doing okay. So you're having issues with spending habits or shopping habits, correct?
We are.
Okay.
We are.
Do tell. Explain.
Yeah. So my wife, I want to preface this with, I love her.
All right, I know you're trying not to get killed. Yes, I get it. She's the best thing ever. She's
smart.
Your best friend.
Smart. Keep doing that. That's smart.
Standard clauses.
Okay.
But she is always shopping on Amazon, like literally every day. And I mean, sometimes it's just for like one pen. And it's ridiculous. Like this one little pen is shipped from God knows who, where,
right,
and is brought to her like an empress.
Right, but if that pen is a good deal, that's perfectly fine. I actually like buying things like one pen on Amazon because I feel like royalty.
It's so easy.
Bring me my royal pen.
And they have
pen.
The one click. I'm like, it's just so easy.
In some of those cases with little things like that, you think, well, that's stupid. Why can't you just go to the store and buy pens? You'd spend more money on gas to go buy it if it's on Amazon Prime.
And chances are you go in the store, you purchase something else while you're in there.
Yeah.
I can't just walk out
with
one pen.
You know, that's, I get that. But if it's shopping for things every day, it all adds up. Mm-hmm. One pen becomes 1,000 pens, right?
Yeah, we exactly. We don't need 1,000 pens, and we don't need fancy pens. I just need a pen to write, and we're good. You know, she'll buy like, and the way she lumps things together, where it's just whatever whim is on her mind. She's like, "Ooh, I need to pick up this," and it's like she'll buy makeup and like honey mustard. You know,
and that's funny.
Have it dropped off, and I'm like, you know, our parents could collectively take their brains, write down a general list of what they need, go to the store, buy it, and come home.
That just sounds stupid. I don't know. I can't remember the list. I do that all the time. I write the list and take it all down, and then I end up having to text my wife going, forgot the list. Could you go ahead and text me the picture of the list? Now, is she overspending?
I mean, it's not...
It's manageable?
You know, it's yes and no. Like, I mean, neither of us have kids, we have a dog. You know, that's the only, like, you know, that's what we're responsible for. We both work in the medical field.
You got money.
Mm-hmm.
Money going on.
So, I mean, we're relatively comfortable, but it just feels wasteful and not...
Okay.
Like, there's got to be better ways to... Just organize all.
So what is it that you don't like? Is it the spending, or you just don't? I don't appreciate the technology.
Too much stuff,
right?
It's a little bit of both. Like long term, I am concerned about the money spending. It feels wasteful, and I feel like we're just spending it for that impulse of like, ooh, I bought something and it's coming to me, my package from Santa, you know, whatever. The other part of it is just there's too much crap in the house. It's like, I feel like we should be on an episode of Hoarders.
Oh.
I mean, it's not messy, but it's all like in, you know, the Tupperware boxes that you bought online.
It's too much stuff. So can you have some sort of stuff intervention? And I understand that as someone who... I can give in to the having of too much stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of had an intervention with myself recently. Uh-huh. And I said, all right, you're going to stop overbuying for your pantry and your refrigerator. Uh-huh. You stick to the list and you only buy things. And I almost feel like I need to stop going to stores because that causes me to buy more stuff
that you don't need.
But if I buy online, I'm just stuck with I get what I get.
And I think he's saying like this pen or that example is like the gateway drug.
Yeah.
To what may happen down the future. Like, she had a little taste with that pen.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you know there's gonna bookshelf's going to show up.
Okay, so
inflatable.
Let's go with this, and maybe we can provide some insight or for some help. Did you get a shopping talking to in your relationship, or did you have to give one? I think that's where we can go, and we can see what happens from there. So go ahead and call in now, 540-774-9236 or 800-468-9236 or the text 52353. Let's be honest, rolling on. He does not approve of her spending.
Sometimes brutal, always out of love. Aww. The K92 Morning Thangs, let's be honest.
And I do believe as we welcome back Not Bruce. Hi, Not Bruce.
Bruce.
Aye.
You don't approve of her technique also, I think is what it is, because she's always buying stuff. You got boxes showing up at Amazon all the time, and you don't even enjoy the randomness of all of it.
Yeah, I've kind of gotten to know all the delivery people by name.
Are you are you one of these shamers? Are you shaming her because of her burden to the environment and those kinds of things?
I mean, it's not even so much shame about other, you know, things outside us, but I mean, it's like the shame of self. Like, this is not good for her, for us. It's just like, it's like watching somebody binge on potato chips and ice cream for like 2 weeks straight.
So you actually feel like it sounds like it's the stuff. It's the acquiring of things, mm-hmm. and you're afraid your house is full, you're becoming hoarders.
And it's easy to do if you don't need anything.
And
you
it's know, so easy.
There's so many options, and you sit there and be like, okay, a pen. Oh, but I need erasers. When's the last time you used an eraser?
And like, you could buy so much stuff and not remember that you bought it. Yeah. So therefore, it's like 10 things when you only remember purchasing two.
Well, your wife is being shamed via text because we shame for everything now. So now we're think about the lack of responsibility for the airplane that has to bring that pen across the world. And then the UPS guy and the truck that has to haul it to your house. Think about the environment. Now, I would argue, in the other case, think of all the jobs along those lines that got that pen to you. So there's a little bit there on every side. Let's say good morning to Rebecca. She got a little something. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Okay, now does this happen in your house, Rebecca?
It actually happens from both sides.
Oh, no. See, this is the most dangerous, is when two people get together who both like to spend.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it can be small things, bigger things. And it's like, oh, I got a great deal on this that we've actually put bans for, like, the month of March. We are not Amazoning anything.
Okay. And do you stick to that?
Yes. But it's, like, down to the wire.
That was
like
a long pause.
Oh, no.
She says,
like,
yes.
Huh.
Well, I got it delivered somewhere else.
Yeah.
Does that count?
But on April 1st, when those 700 things in my cart actually go through. Yeah, I try that with my wife all the time. I'm like, look, we're purging money. We got to cut back. And then the notification comes in. Bing, boom. I've got one coming this morning. I'm like, oh, we're getting cases for things. Look at that. Who knew? I'll be darned. I guess you guys can at least recognize that you need to put a little hold on all of the buying of stuff. Right, Rebecca?
Yeah, I mean, when we come home almost every other day and there's like five packages sitting outside, it's like, okay.
Yeah, I know. It makes me feel guilty, but
we're gonna
again,
get robbed or something.
It makes me feel like a king. Bring me all your finest meats and cheeses. Let me go to the meat and cheese section on Amazon to figure it out. I don't know. Monica, who's... You're the spender, right? Because Jared's the saver.
But he likes to look through on Amazon and buy random things, you know, crap.
The scariest thing is my kids like, can I get on your laptop to look at Amazon?
Get away.
You're three clicks away from having $300 worth of stuff.
Everything.
They don't buy stuff, but they, my daughter loves looking, and it's one of those things where I think it becomes that culture of, ooh, what can I go buy? I'm like, what are you looking for? Just Stranger Things stuff. No, get out! No!
Oh, no.
Run! You don't need to buy these
things.
You're going to be like Dad in his shoes if you're not careful. Not Bruce, have you said anything at all?
I mean, I've kind of brought it up. Certainly heavy hints everywhere.
Let's try the ban thing or the suspension.
Okay.
Let's call it hiatus, because that sounds like a nicer word. Say, hey, let's try 2 weeks no Amazon.
Mm-hmm. And
I don't know.
Start.
I don't know what the reward is or the punishment and the consequences on the other side, but make a game of it. Everybody loves games.
Yes.
Start somewhere.
Maybe you'll buy her a present.
Right.
If she goes 2 weeks without purchasing something.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Why don't you try that one?
All right.
Okay.
All right. That sounds like something.
Buy her a pen.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And you
and
got
honey
two,
mustard.
2 weeks, a pen and some honey mustard.
Yeah.
Everybody wins.
Make
who didn't
day.
Spend a whole
there
lot? 52353 if you want to weigh in. Speaking of obsessions and obsessively buying things, is there something that you are randomly obsessed with right now? Could be food related. Monica's are often food related.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is it's Disney World related, and it's being nosy. I'm just being nosy because technology allows me to be.
Oh, I seen you.
And I love it. Oh, you seen me? What do you mean you seen
being
me?
Being nosy.
You don't know.
Uh-huh.
She's watching
you
being nosy.
You ain't got so you're nosy.
You watch other people.
Look at you being nosy.
I need some popcorn.
You being nosy while I'm being nosy. How dare you? Talking about spending habits. And also just being obsessed with things.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you think you know what I'm obsessed with? I don't think you know.
I do.
And you being nosy about me being nosy.
She says she watched you obsess over whatever you're obsessed with.
Uh-huh. How dare you one nose up? No, I don't know. How dare you? Text 52353. Talking about not Bruce and his wife buys everything on Amazon. Mm-hmm. This person says maybe it just makes her feel good. You leave her alone and she can resell the stuff if she has to. Of course she's not.
I know. Have a big yard sale.
Yeah. Text 52353. I get a talking to every week about my random spending on Amazon. So now I buy random small gifts for him. Ashley.
Aww. Mm.
Suppose that would work. And then this one, I think it could turn into a problem. My mother-in-law started out like that, and a few years later, she can't pay all her bills because she impulse buys before she pays her actual bills. We've had to pay some of her bills, and she makes what my husband and I make combined.
Mm. Oh, heck, she's shopping.
People get addicted to it.
She's buying some nice things.
Uh-huh. I want to be addicted to it. Actually, I don't want to be addicted to it, but deep down, I wish I could just buy a bunch of stuff.
Yes.
But it's not in my nature, man. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'd be one of those people, even if I had $1 million, you're going to find out that I'm going to die and I had $50 million in the bank, but I ate cat food because it was cheaper. Uh-huh. It's going to be one of those because it's going to pain me. I just don't
feel guilty.
I don't see a day I'm buying $200 shoes ever. Just on principle alone.
We were talking about that.
Yeah.
I just can't do it.
Because then I'll feel guilty and I'll think, because I buy these $200 shoes, that's why they price them at that. And then it prices out all the other people that would like these shoes. I say that now, though. But if I had a bunch of money laying around, I really like those shoes. So. I'm not sure. All right, so what do you think you know? Because I don't think you know.
Well, I mean, social media.
Because I'm obsessed with something about Disney.
About
specifically
Disney.
Right now, because we went recently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I believe you were on social media commenting on other friends. And we have a friend that's in Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, Disneyland. Well, and I'm here to report.
Wrong.
You don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Well,
and that person tagged me, so that was why I was commenting in the first place.
Okay, you were tagged.
I am
my
totally.
Bad.
I'm obsessed with something, and anyone can do this. I don't know. For some reason, I think it's just more fun if you've recently gone, but it is so much fun to just sit and look on the Disney app and find out how long people are waiting in line right now for a ride. I love it.
Do you compare it to how long you waited? Like, is it?
Yes.
Like, oh, that idiot. They didn't get there earlier.
I also do it because it's, with the kids and everything, since we just recently went, we'll be sitting there at 6 o'clock just hanging out. And I'll be like, okay, kids, who wants to go wait in line for Peter Pan right now for 75 minutes? That kind of thing.
Ooh.
But the app has all of the wait times on there. And
that's
you can
crazy.
Just, you can sit there and look at every single ride, and it's pretty accurate. And it's fun to see. Nothing's open right now,
okay,
or I would tell you, because I'm going to open here in a few minutes.
Do you judge them to be like, you're waiting in line for 2 hours and 12 minutes? It is not going to
really
be worth it.
People really wait that long, though?
They do, I guess.
You're already in Disney. You better wait that long.
Wait, you just stand in line for 2 hours?
What are you going to do?
I don't know. Go eat a hot dog, a Mickey dog, or something.
Well, and then what?
At some point, you got to get on the ride. You have to wait. You have to wait.
And there are these fast passes and stuff, but unless you are a millionaire and you want to buy some sort of unlimited fast
pass. Save up for that pass. Like,
that I guess, exists somewhere. But yeah, I thought that the other night. I mean, it was 6 o'clock, 6:30. I'm just sitting relaxing and the sun's gone down. I'm thinking, who's waiting 2 hours for the safari ride right now? Like, it's going to be 9 o'clock by the time you get on that thing.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Oh, but it's great to
be judging them.
It's fun.
I love it.
The kids enjoyed. Everyone had a great time.
Mm.
But the lines.
Yeah.
But if you do it right and you got your magic passes or fast passes, whatever you want to call them, you can coordinate it and then you're not waiting too. We never waited longer than about 50 minutes for that.
How do you entertain the kids? How are the kids entertained while waiting in such a long line? I imagine they get a little restless after a while.
I just ignore them. I
you don't know what they were doing.
No, they were just excited.
As long as they were there at the end of the ride.
Disneyland.
If you can catch them at about 45, 50 minutes, then it's not that bad.
Uh-huh.
And some of the rides have a lot of stuff that you can look at while you're in line.
Good.
Little displays. Other ones do not. We were playing the alphabet game, Antoine. That would
ooh,
be the answer.
That's a fun game.
Yeah, so the one that we kept doing was like, give me a food that starts with the letter A, and then we go around,
Room,
and the next person was B and everything. So that's my current obsession. Anyone else obsessed with anything right now?
I know,
Antoine's you've been shoe shopping all week.
It's been more than all week. It's been like the last couple of weeks. It's been almost since Christmas, and I just can't pick out the shoes that I want because I don't know what
so
I want.
So you're browsing?
I just browse it, and then last night, Zach, I found a pair of shoes that I said, okay, these are the ones. I'm going to get these, put my size in. It says Not available in store. Can't be delivered to you. I'm like, wait,
dang.
What? Then what's but it didn't say out
dang,
of stock.
And you finally found a pair.
And it didn't say out of stock. It allowed me to go through all of it. And then I was like, all right, add to cart. What?
Where
I
can't is it, then.
I'm so that's mad. Funny. I went and I even searched on Google. I'm like, what does it mean not able to ship to me? Like, I was trying to figure out. Like,
and
where
you can't
go
pick it up.
I want these shoes.
Where are they?
I don't know. They're not in my house.
That's
they
funny.
Will not show up.
That's God's
I finally
right
found the pair that I wanted.
And man, I'm going to need you to buy these shoes real
please.
Soon because you're about to suck me in. Because it's making me want to look for shoes
look
for you,
shoes.
Which is going to cause me to look for
do
shoes
it.
For me. And everybody keeps complimenting my shoes lately, which makes me want more of them.
Yes, more uh-oh. Compliments.
Yeah. So stop it. Find your shoes,
funny.
Man. What are you obsessed with right now? 523. 353. Monica's hot list is on the way. Then the Liars Club. Is someone stealing from their children in this room? Also, does somebody have an unusual fear? We explore all of it. That's on the way. Talking about being obsessed with stuff. Plenty of other people, they like to do the Disney line game. It's fun because you shout out the ride and then everybody tries to guess the wait time.
Yeah.
It's beautiful on the app. Just love being
nosy.
I have
some friends that would do that at Busch Gardens, like Hollow Scream and stuff. They try to guess what the wait time is.
See, text 52353. Oh, my God. Monica, if you married this person, the two of you would be a disaster together. Mugs. I have over 200 decorative mugs. And you love a mug,
I
too.
I love a mug.
Y'all be living in a house made out of mugs.
And Jared gave me a new mug Valentine's Day. And he said, well, here's a new mug, but you have to dispose of two other mugs out of the cabinet. I was like, what?
So well, this mug came with rules.
Yeah, see, you got to knock out two mugs.
And mugs are weird because you'll use like 20 of them, right? And then you wash them. And then chances are you put them back in the front of the cabinet. It's not like you're rotating the ones you haven't used to the front.
We have so many useless mugs because I use one. That's it. Mm-hmm. I like the insulated mug type stuff.
I have like
stuff.
Two or three that I really enjoy using. And the rest of them are just there.
So
I don't know.
Why are they even here?
But you won't get rid of them.
This person randomly obsessed with watching cleaning videos on YouTube. And probably doing no cleaning. That's the other one. Like there's no actual
but
cleaning
they feel
going
better.
On. Text 52353. I'm an adult and I've let myself become addicted to TikTok. That's Demi in Roanoke. Shout out to you.
That happens. Yeah. You get in that TikTok hole.
I know. Antoine's he's teetering on that TikTok hole right now.
Just saying.
And you don't want to fall in that hole, but
no,
I
do not.
It's
going
to take one little finger to push you in there.
They're like, I'm here.
Because he keeps saying he doesn't like it, Monica, which usually means when someone keeps saying that out loud, they're trying to convince themselves.
I'm trying to tell myself.
It's okay. You love TikTok.
I don't like it. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to find a good avenue in there, like the comedians and celebrities that I like, trying to.
He loves it.
Yeah, he does.
Filter it out.
K92, Miss Monica's hot list.
Constance Wu, she's in Hustlers, the movie with J-Lo, looking great and fabulous, you know. So she said that she had to get some practice in.
She was going undercover.
Uh-huh, as a stripper.
I did work at a strip club to get ready for Hustlers.
You did?
I went undercover.
What did you have to do?
I gave lap dances to strangers.
You're lying.
I am not lying.
You're not lying. You're not lying.
I made $600 my first.
Oh, my God, I love it.
You're lying.
Who was that interviewing
that's
her?
That's Kelly Clarkson.
Oh,
Clarkson.
Okay.
Yeah. No, you're not lying.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
I still like Kelly Clarkson, though.
That makes one of us.
I think her show's doing all right.
You are mean.
I don't dislike. I'm just
TikTok
indifferent.
Is hating on you.
That's
what?
The way I am with her, too.
Like, I'm indifferent.
I don't dislike her, but she doesn't excite me at all.
No, not at all.
It. Y'all are something else. Clarkson haters over here.
Okay,
So Chris Stapleton. I love him. I love his voice. And so anytime we get a chance to listen to him, I just like, come on, bring it on.
He was
Madea.
Yeah, he was at the Madea musical, I guess. And this is Tyler Perry was there.
Yeah.
And he was just in the crowd. And it was, hey, why don't you come up and do a little Tennessee whiskey? Okay. Jam. The crowd is feeling it. Chris. Monica, you still like him if he gets ranch dressing in that beard?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Look at that.
Yes.
It's the only way to enjoy some ranch.
Yeah. Wow. And I love a Madea play. And I mean, Antoine, I think we attended the same play. And you can hear
my
bunch.
I could hear you and yours.
Yeah. Even with it being packed, it was.
Certain people have distinct noises.
Yeah, and
I
found theirs.
I watched when my daughter was at her most recent dance competition. It was up in Northern Virginia. And my wife and her went. And it streamed live online.
Mm-hmm.
And when her team won some award for something. I heard my wife. I know. I heard
you
this.
Can hear.
Woo! There's a certain sort of woo slash cackle that every woman on her side of the family has.
And you could identify.
And I heard it. Mm-hmm. I said, I heard you. She said, no, you didn't. I said, I heard you.
Definitely heard you.
I knew she was in the second row, and I knew it was her. Yep. I'm like, that's you. I heard you cackle right there. Liars Club is next. Is somebody on the show have an unusual fear of a very slow-moving, usually not scary animal? Or did somebody on the show steal from their own children? Liars Club is next.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart, and we're going to have so much fun today in my Liars Club. Lying is like origami. It has many folds like a swan. It's my Martha Stewart Liars Club.
Two of us are telling the truth. One of us is a rotten liar. Pick out the rotten liar and you win a prize. Is it me? I, Zach, stole food from my own children.
I'm Monica. I'm afraid of turtles.
I, Antoine, mixed my clothing brand.
Such a shocking story.
What?
Good morning, Josh.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing all right. Who do you think is a liar? You think it's Antoine because no one could possibly search their clothing brands. No!
I did it for the first and last time ever. I felt so disgusting. I did it recently.
Why'd you let that happen?
Well, because I wanted to wear a certain pair of sneakers, and I was like, I need something green. No, I went to wear a t-shirt, and I found the sneakers to match, but I needed a jacket.
Just
the jacket
to how ridiculous you sound as you even talk about this whole thing.
And the only jacket I had was a Reebok jacket that I got for Christmas 2 years ago. It's a very nice jacket, but I've never worn it because I don't own Reeboks.
Uh-huh. And you are someone where you feel like you can only wear this Reebok jacket if you also have Reebok pants and Reebok shoes and Reebok socks and every other thing.
You can't mix athletic brands, and I did it once. I went to a basketball game. I didn't even enjoy the basketball game because I was so worried that everybody was looking at me.
Yeah, they were.
See, I was trying to cover up the logo as much as possible.
I feel watched in the other direction. If you have all matching stuff, because I did this the other day, I had Puma sweatpants on and I had a Puma hoodie.
Don't rub it in.
Oh, you were fresh.
I had Puma shoes on, to which someone said to me, look at you. Do you work for Puma or something?
No. Because
they're cornballs. Tell them to shut up.
Oh! No. Ooh! Take that, up. John.
No. Wow. It happened one time. My best friend Tommy would be so disappointed in me. Like, that's not something we do.
I'm glad I know my comeback. I'm ready for that one. Good.
Tell them to shut up.
Let's see. Good morning to Dora. Hi, Dora.
Good morning.
All right. Your choices are Zach and Monica. Who's the liar? You say it's me. I would never steal from my dear children. Well, no, I'm sorry.
That means you're wrong.
Yep. Poor the boy. I stole from the boy yesterday.
I feel like the majority of your stories are stealing from your kids.
Well,
it's linen.
You want to know why?
Linen, especially.
It's not stealing. Everything belongs to me.
Oh, okay.
All right? Yeah, maybe I'm the guy on Fridays because he would probably say that. But yeah, this is my house, my rules, my stuff. And I had a very unusual craving yesterday. This is a craving that never strikes me.
Okay.
But all of a sudden in the afternoon, probably Antoine's fault because he's really the only person I know who eats stuff like this. Mm. I wanted like a gummy bear.
Yep. It was me.
Yeah,
it was my fault.
Exactly.
I'll take the blame.
I did.
Oh, man.
And I thought, do we have anything that resembles a gummy bear? And I had purchased for my son for his little Valentine's heart. It was one of the Swedish fish, and there were still some left over. So I ran a train on his fish, and I didn't
care.
All
right, well. You had a craving.
I did. It was such a weird craving, but I enjoyed them.
See, they're so delicious.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't call them delicious, but they satisfied the craving.
In the moment, they were delicious.
Yeah, they were. So Monica's a liar. No, everyone else is gone. So go ahead and tell us, Monica.
No, I'm not afraid of turtles, but Ava is.
Your daughter.
I understand.
Ninja Turtles.
Turtles are terrible.
If you go to Netflix, they have like the old school, you know, with April O'Neil and all that. Mm-hmm. And Ava is creeped out by the turtles and how realistic they look. When you go to the old movies, like the 1990s.
So the old movies, the ones that are the people in the Muppet costumes.
The, yeah.
They are creepy.
What?
Now, I don't like those either.
Which ones?
So these would be the old Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies.
Like the Secret of the Ooze?
From the 90s.
The 90s where you have like...
With Vanilla Ice and stuff.
Yeah. The Secret of the Ooze. That was the second one.
All right, gummy bear.
She doesn't like the way the turtles look and the fact that it's like a big rat, you know?
I actually like them more. It's real life turtles that creep me out.
Oh, that's right. Man. Antoine doesn't.
I like the ones that can walk and dance.
I don't want the ones that crawl. She doesn't. She finds it creepy.
She wants animals where they belong. And those are turtles that move too fast. You expect turtles to be moving all slow. That's why I'm not a big fan of the snapping turtle, because with the snap, yeah. That's too fast. You're supposed to be slower, turtle. It's all about deception right there. Not a fan. So you know what? We'll give those Nate Bargatze tickets to caller 19 right now. 540-774-9236. 800-468-9236. Blow Your Mind is on the way. They're making yarn out of something weird. And then Desert Island. You're trapped there with a superhero. Now, their superpowers don't get you off the island. So who are you getting stuck with and why? I got my answer. I'm good to go.
I got mine.
I'm ready.
I have mine, too. Yes.
Do you think ours are going to be the same?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Is yours a guy or a gal?
Guy.
All right, I'm safe. Antoine's Blow Your Mind story sounds like punchline to a bad joke, or the setup to a bad punchline. Yes. Gecko walks into a bar. Mine has to do with what they're making yarn out of, and then Monica's got some freakish, who knows, scary thing.
The K92 morning thing blows your mind.
Just something about a kid at a lemonade stand, which means he's probably serving the lemonade out of a human head or something.
Oh, okay. Dang,
I still saw the story. Gecko walks into a bar, Antoine.
All right, so a man finds a gecko in a bar. What does a man do with a gecko?
That's not a gecko. That's my cousin. Is that
what it's... That's not the punchline.
Oh, okay.
All right, did the man A, save the gecko's life? B, use the gecko to get free drinks? Or C, put the gecko in his beer?
I hope they didn't do that. It's dangerous.
Like the worm in the beer. Was it worm and tequila or something?
There are several stories of these people. They drink like a lizard and then they die. Yeah. I'm serious. I'm going to go with B.
B, use a good free. Well, both of you guys would be wrong. He saved the gecko's
life. That means you're wrong.
He's in the bar.
Oh,
it's
adorable. We don't care. No.
He looks over and he sees a gecko in a mug of beer. He takes the gecko out and performs mouth to mouth on it.
So he got free beer.
And he performed CPR.
Yeah.
he gave it chest compressions and then did mouth to mouth, and then the gecko came back to life.
I can't say
this is in Australia.
Just for the record. Okay. That gecko was his cousin. That's why. All right. That all makes sense.
I don't think I would.
Yeah. And his friend filmed him when they found it, and he goes, I'm going to save the life of it. And he gave it chest compressions.
Yeah, I'm not doing
and then
mouth to gecko. I'm really not. And again, in Australia, you don't know where that gecko's been. They're probably 4 feet tall. They look like a brontosaurus or something.
You wouldn't save the gecko.
Everything is poisonous. There.
Yes, that's
everything.
True.
Yes, rabies. Poisonous rabies. That's what it is.
About to kill you there.
It is. Okay. This comes from science. They're making yarn out of blank. It's really the only time I believe we've had a yarn discussion on the show.
I think so.
Is it A, baby teeth? Oof. B, human skin? Or C, old toilet paper?
I'm going C.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm going to go skin.
You going skin?
That's a Monica story.
Well, you know what? You'd be right.
Correct.
Monica Brooks.
Dead skin.
It's actually a cool story, and it sounds creepy.
It sounds disgusting.
My God, they're making yarn out of human skin. No, this is for science and medicine and stuff. They're making yarn/thread out of skin cells, and what that will allow them to do, for example, is you get stitches, and it's really just skin, and so you don't have to go get stitches out. There's way less of a chance of things like infection because you have foreign bodies and all that stuff. So it's actually a cool thing.
Pretty neat.
Slightly creepy, still
very creepy,
but never as creepy as whatever Monica's story is.
Touché.
Oh, that's what the creepy people always say.
So this kid has a lemonade stand. This 12-year-old kid, and what happens? A, someone buys all his lemonade for $1,000. B, he's hit with a urine balloon. C, a clown flips over his table and takes his money.
All right, I'm going to tell you right now, if it's A, I am angry. I am mad. I don't want to hear that story if that's what it is.
I'm going with A, though, because I just want to be right. And I feel like that's the right answer.
This better be a clown flipping a table over, or this kid better have pee thrown at him. I say C.
Yeah, this is in Fairfax. So a urine balloon hit him in the face.
Oh, okay. I was wrong, but I'm okay with that.
This is in Fairfax, Virginia.
Urine.
Yeah, they're looking for this dude. They said there was a man wearing a full body leotard who threw a urine balloon
at this kid.
Selling lemonade. Yes.
That's terrible.
Terrible.
I'm still happy it wasn't the first story, though, because that was too much. That was just a feel-good story. It didn't feel like you.
So be on the lookout for a man in a leotard with urine balloons.
I wouldn't trust a man in a leotard unless he was at the ballet. Okay, that is the
you
only
can't wear
time.
It. Just out?
No, if you're in Swan Lake or the Nutcracker, you can. But you cannot be in a leotard anywhere else because you're up to capers. That's what this is. Yes, you're doing capers because you're tra-la-la, going all around. Desert Island, you're trapped there, but you're trapped with a superhero. Now, their powers are not going to help you get off this island.
Okay.
You're going to be stuck there with this person. Okay. Who's that person? We'll get into that next. You can text yours to 52353. Monica, this text is for you at 52353. It's actually for Ava, your daughter, because she didn't like those turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. My 7-year-old daughter heard your Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle story and said, "Girl, me too." You're trapped all by yourself on a desert island.
Yes.
Or a deserted island. I don't know. You can be trapped in a dessert cart. Yeah. I don't know. You're trapped. You can't get out. Mm. That's what we do in desert island. Uh-huh. You're there all by yourself.
On this island.
And then you find out there's one other person on this island.
Mm-hmm.
Who is that person? They're a superhero.
Yes.
And this is time for you to decide who will that person be.
Okay.
And their superpowers do not get you off the island.
But they can use them.
But you can use their superpowers on the island.
I'm thinking you could use them.
Yeah, I should be able to use them on the island. We're still stuck on the island.
Does that change your answer?
If I can't use them, then it changes it completely. Why do I want a superhero?
I just want to be alone. Yeah. Be a ball. Be castaway.
Are they just useless?
Are you hangry today?
I am. I'm so
tired. Up yours, Batman. I don't need you. Get out of here.
I think we can use their powers.
Yeah.
You don't get to use anything. They can choose to use their powers if they want. Maybe they don't like you. Who knows?
Okay.
So who are you going to be trapped on this desert island with, Mr. Terrell?
All right. I'm going with Aquaman. And here are the reasons. And you guys are going to laugh at me. When I was thinking of the reason, I was like, Zach's going to laugh at me so hard. Or either just roll his eyes.
I'm kind of laughing already because Shannon in Hillsville says Aquaman. And for her, it makes sense because she says he can catch fish and damn, he's hot.
LOL. See, okay. Uh-huh. So remove the hotness. Remove the hotness. He can catch fish.
Yep.
And we're going to be bored on this island.
Okay.
He can talk to fish and figure out what their story is. And then he can just tell me stories. So like every day, it's like I'm watching a movie. Like a dolphin. He'll call a dolphin over and say, "Dolphin, tell me about your day." And then he tells me about the dolphin's day.
Which is fine. And you are locked in with your answer of Aquaman.
Yes.
So just remember that eventually he's going to want to do stuff. So you get prepared for that because he's a big dude.
Aquaman.
He can be talking about those fish all the time.
I'm like, wait a minute. What?
We're going to get lonely on this island. I'm just saying. Monica, are you
Aquaman? Y'all already know. Mine's Superman.
Is it though?
Yeah, because he can start a fire with his eyes and
that's
stuff.
That's true.
And if I want fast food, he can zip and get it back to me without
being
cold.
No, he can't leave the island.
He can't leave?
No. You're staying on this island. It's not like he's coming here for sleeping over.
Well, what if he decides just to take the island and pick it up and just move it somewhere?
No.
Well,
she's like, I'm not leaving the island. I'm still on the island.
There's always one person that tries to ruin the game.
Yes, Monica.
And that's what this is.
He said he could use his powers, right?
Yes, he's using his powers.
On the island.
On the island.
And that's it.
Not under the island.
This is where someone says, you said we can only have one food. Fine, I choose Italian. No one else is one. No.
But he can do pretty much anything.
I don't think you know what you're doing when you make that decision, Monica.
Why?
Because, and you've said it yourself, Henry Cavill, kind of boring,
Superman
man.
Superman is boring.
He doesn't have to talk to me.
He is boring.
So you're going to sit there on that island? I mean, again, eventually, he's going to want to do stuff. Superman's got a lot of love to give.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter who Superman is. It could be any Superman. All of them have been boring.
Mm-hmm.
All of them.
Superman. Nerdy.
Yeah.
So intense,
he's very
too.
Intense.
You're going to get stuck with Clark Kent.
Are you sure you want to be stuck with Superman?
I'm staying with Superman.
Let me come back around.
You guys are nuts. I don't know.
Who are you going with?
Oh, man, there is one choice and one choice only. Bring it in here. Wonder Woman, man!
Wonder Woman?
Wonder Woman. All day long.
She's going to use
that. The world is waiting for you.
She's going to use that true flasso and ask you all the questions you didn't want to have those conversations
Well, they're all going to be with the answer of, yes, I'm into you, Wonder Woman, so that is fine.
That's it.
Hey, if we're going to be trapped on this island and we're going to have to live together, Wonder Woman, baby.
She doesn't necessarily like men. Just saying, for the record.
You don't know that. I don't care. I'm kind of into that, so that's fine. I'm picking Wonder Woman. To me, that seems like a no-brainer. 52353, if you want to weigh in, Brittany is choosing Iron Man because he's smart.
Yes.
He could make us a nice place to live on the island, plus he's Robert freaking Downey Jr., so she likes him as well.
He did create a suit in a cave.
Yeah. So what's yours? You can text it into 52353. And I'm sorry, Katie, Hermione Granger is not a superhero. She's a wizard.
She's a wizard. Mm.
That's different.
Doesn't count. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. So you got to pick a superhero instead. Also, Keto got this guy fired. So he says, Monica, you're on Keto.
Oh, gosh.
You better watch out.
Fire
this could happen to you. Maybe. I don't know. We don't really care if people are drunk here, though. That's the thing. Text 52353. Talking about the superhero you get trapped with on an island. Dr. Manhattan from, what's that show called?
Watchmen.
The Watchmen, yes. Do I really need to explain? You don't. I saw that show. I get it.
It's the K92 Morning Thanks.
Yeah.
Most viral.
Good-looking man, that Dr. Manhattan. Make you feel a little insensitive about yourself, or insecure. Monica, you're a keto diet person.
Mm-hmm.
This flight attendant claims that keto got him fired.
How?
He failed the breathalyzer test at work. And he said, I was not drunk. I had not had alcohol. I had changed my diet to the keto diet.
Okay.
And he says that's what it was.
I don't want to be punished and take consequences for something that I didn't do. I wasn't drinking. I wasn't doing anything just because I changed my diet. I feel like it's my duty to actually put this out here and get done and get results.
He blew a 0.05, which is not super high, but for a flight attendant, there's no room. Now, this is a guy, Andrew Riley, who did get busted several years ago by failing a breathalyzer.
Uh-huh.
And you get one strike, and that's it. So you have your one, but on the second one, you are fired forever from the airline industry. And he says he didn't do it this time.
It was a diet.
Dr. Ryan Lowry with ketogenics.com says the diet change can impact the way your body breaks down food, and it could cause incorrect test results.
Ooh.
Something about acetone gets released.
Come on now.
There you go.
Yeah, he's fighting in court.
Okay.
Trying to clear his name.
Go ahead and do that.
Yeah?
You don't believe it, huh?
No, I don't.
The doctor just said it, though.
The doctor from... Doctor.
Okay.
Doctor, so, what?
Monica would like it to be known, Antoine, that when she's here at work, she drunk. It's not keto.
Not keto. Okay?
It's champagne, if that's what it is. If I fail the test, I'm failing it for real. This is a creep, freakish sort of recall story. They're ceiling fans that are being recalled because the blades are flying through the
air. Check your ceiling fan. Thousands of these Harbor Breeze Santa Ana fans are being recalled because the blades can fly off. So far, the manufacturer has received more than 200 complaints about the blades. You're urged to stop using them immediately.
That's one of my weird fears. Like, I don't have it set on full blast, like, you know,
because
the ceiling
fan.
Because
you think about it?
Yeah, because it spin off and cut you some bangs real quick.
Yeah, cut your throat.
Yeah.
That's the thing with ceiling fans, too. That is my gripe with the entire ceiling fan industry, because there's three settings on every fan.
Mm-hmm.
One is just stupid. I mean, it almost looks like it's blowing in the wind. You're not even sure if it's on. You think, wait, did I just turn this off? I mean, it's so slow moving, it doesn't do anything.
It's just the air circulating.
Yeah. And then the second one is just slightly less than what you would like it to be. Mm-hmm. By just a tiny little, that's all you really want is a little bit more air. And then the final setting is wild, wavy, all around crazy.
You like Mary Poppins.
Right.
Go up.
Blades flying through the air, weaponry all over the place. That's it.
Dangerous.
But you're not hot anymore. And that's the important part.
Yeah, because your head's gone.
Well, there you go.
You're not sweating because you're dead. That's the problem. You know what? I will play the Lizzo. It's kind of cool. I guess Harry Styles did a cover of one of her songs a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
When they go on BBC Radio, everybody performs and they have them do one cover song. And it's always really cool what they do. So Lizzo was on and she returned the favor and she did Adore You, the Harry Styles song. And she busted out, what is it, Renee?
I don't know. The flute? I don't know the flute's name either.
Flutilda.
Yeah, it's...
I don't know.
It's something off of Beyonce. It has to do with Beyonce, I think.
Flunifa.
It's Sasha Flute.
I think that's what it is. I think it's Sasha Flute. Sasha Flute is what it is. Anyway, she busted out the flute.
Like it's the only thing I'll ever do, because I do it for you, boy.
Here it comes. Sasha Flute, that is the name. Look at her. She's like Anchorman. Doing jazz flute right there. I'll tell you what, it's the most rocking a flute's been in a long time in any kind of music. Lady Gaga tried to bring back the saxophone. We threw that one away. Flute? That one might work.
It's the K92 Morning Thang.
On Virginia's number one, the K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92Radio.com.